Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Tuesday evening, markets and company news, I'm in conversation with Zimeli Mbanjwa from FNB Wealth and Investments. And let's start with an overall picture of the JSE today. In late afternoon trade, financials were leading the market. What's behind that?
Evening, Jeremy. Thank you for having me. Yes, indeed, financials are leading the market. We saw yesterday financials falling a bit, and I think that was just a reaction to the global uncertainty or rather fears around the conflict in the Middle East. And what tends to happen, I suppose, at these times is that when you look at emerging market currencies or emerging market debt, that tends to be under pressure when there's a bit of fear in the system. And we saw bond yields, rising yesterday, in the first half of yesterday. We saw the rand losing a little bit of ground against the dollar, so we saw the financials as well sort of reacting to that. But there's been some strong recovery today. Financials are up. Banks as well as life insurers are also up. And yields are back down as far as the government bonds are concerned. So I think that's probably what's behind the run in financials. And overall, the JSE is also, trading pretty positively so far.
Yeah, best of the financials today. Nedbank up almost 4.5%. Not a bad day either for Standard Bank and for Capitec. Let's turn our attention to the rand. That's really supercharging ahead today. I've got it trading at around 17.73 at the moment, which is significantly stronger than yesterday, up almost 0.8%. What's your reading?
Absolutely. Yesterday I think it peaked at around 18.20 to the dollar. Right now, as I say, 17.73, that's where it's currently trading. There was also a lot of strength in the rand, prior to, again, the, escalations in the Middle East and the fears that came with that from a, market perspective. And we also saw the dollar rally during that period, as it is seen mostly as a safe haven currency, I suppose. We've seen the dollar weaken after, reports of the ceasefire between Iran and Israel. So the dollar has weakened, the rand has benefited from that. I think also just because, not only just the ceasefire, but also because Iran did not take as aggressive measures as expected, the dollar sort of went back, gave back some of its gains, and that has benefited the rand so far.
And that Iran-Israel ceasefire has also had an impact on gold. Bullion is close to a two-week low tonight. And oil is also sliding, given that the threat to close the Strait of Hormuz seems to have dissipated.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what the market was mostly worried about. I think there was a lot of speculation leading up to this weekend that the U.S. may get involved. And once we got involved, we saw the oil price shoot up a little bit more. But then it became a question of what would come of the response from Iran, which was a very measured response, I suppose. And that sort of eased that safe haven demand for gold. And I think gold is just in general trading at very elevated prices right now. So it's not really that easy to, buy it as a safe haven asset anymore because of the elevated prices. That's why we're seeing silver and other alternative, safe haven metals being sold. We're seeing platinum come up a little bit. But yeah, we're seeing gold ease. There's a lot of ease in the, in the system, less fear. And we saw oil drop quite significantly. As I said, the strait isn't closed. So I think that was the biggest fear that was going to drive oil prices up. But there's still risk, but it's very much tempered at this point, and the oil prices are reacting to that development.
Let's take a look at some individual companies, if we can. Let's start with Naspers. In fact, the stable itself adding billions in market value overnight. Investors were obviously delighted with the news of profit growth, particularly from the group's e-commerce portfolio. And the shares today haven't been performing too badly either, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yesterday, they released their full year earnings. Very strong. The e-commerce business is performing very, very well. And I think one of the highlights that I picked up was that Prosus, excluding, if you exclude Tencent, which seems to be what drives Prosus profitability and all that, the most excluding Tencent, Prosus was able to turn a profit. I think this was for the first time, really. You take out Tencent because of that strong performance by the e-commerce businesses. So I think that's just showing that there's underlying growth. We know they're not really propping up numbers due to Tencent. Only free cash flow was strong, more than doubled. And I think the dividend was also a highlight that also doubled year on year. So, very good day for investors in the company. It continues to perform very strongly today.
Generally, on the JSE today, resources down by almost 2.5%, and in particular, Harmony down by over 5%. But having said that, though, the chief executive painting a rosy picture last night of the group's forward outlook, saying the miner is on track to meet production grade and cost guidance this year. So, good news in the long term, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, in the sector, given the elevated gold prices, it should be good news. I think the market would not expect anything less at this time. Harmony so far this year has performed relatively well. I mean, they had a not so great third quarter. A lot of pressure in a lot of safety incidents that required stoppages. And this, the third quarter tends to be a very slow quarter. So just maintaining that guidance outlook was a positive, I suppose, for the market given the slow third quarter that they had. But as I said, the gold price is very supportive of the outlook. And overall, I think in a longer term perspective, Harmony is positioning as well for further growth and diversification. You'll remember that they recently made that deal to acquire, I think it's called MAC Copper, a copper company, I mean miner in Australia. So from a long-term perspective, they want to play in that green or that transitional mineral space as well and diversify away from gold a little bit. But yeah, I mean, understandably so, cost guidance, production guidance, as well as grade guidance, should be met come end of the year.
And just a final one, a very different story as far as Sasol is concerned. Its share price today down by, let's call it almost 13%.
Yeah, it's those oil prices. Yeah, Sasol trades very much in line with the oil price, at the time. So I think the glory for them right now, as far as that rally that we saw, or we've been seeing, I think since the 12th of June, since the initial escalation in tensions between Iran and Israel, a lot of those gains have been given back right now, and the oil price is down, and Sasol has re the Sasol share price has reacted in tandem to that. But I think the long-term prospects of Sasol, that remains to be seen from an operational standpoint. They did provide that very strong and very ambitious capital markets day, turnaround strategy. So, we'll see how the underlying business reacts, I mean, performs going forward. But yeah, the share price reacting to that oil price.
Yeah, this has been a company that's experienced a lot of pain in recent years. Zimeli Mbanjwa, thank you very much indeed from FNB Wealth and Investments with our Tuesday Markets and Company Report. Heart 1027.